If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. We only have 5 senses. Myth. There's no right number. Some say 5, 7, 14, 24, or even 57. Our most basic senses are actually sight, hearing, smell, taste, and touch. But also movement, body position, temperature, balance, and the sense of our internal state, like feeling your heart. For example, close your eyes and touch your nose. That's proprioception, or body position. Bats are blind. Myth. Bats' eyesight is actually better at nighttime than ours. They just can't see as well in daytime, because they only see in black and white. Perhaps this myth arose from the fact that bats use sonar to navigate without sight. Unicorns are real. True. They're not horses, though. It's deer that are likely the culprit. A single horn can be a genetic anomaly found in some species, possibly leading to the unicorn legend that formed a long time ago. Honey never spoils. Myth. Uncovered in a humid environment, it will spoil. As long as the lid stays on it and no water is added to it, honey shouldn't go bad though. Having antifungal and antibacterial properties means no organisms can live in it. No matter how old your stored honey is, it's probably perfectly edible. Oranges are always orange. Myth. Sweet oranges are a hybrid of tangerines and the pomelo, with a bright green skin to help protect them from the sun. In warmer climates, like Southeast Asia, oranges are still a bright green when ripe. Makes you wonder what came first, the fruit or the color. There are bugs in your strawberry frappuccino. True. But not anymore. A dye made of ground-up tiny insects, called cochineal bugs, is used by many companies to make the color red. Starbucks stopped using bug red color in their strawberry frappuccinos in 2015. Firefighters use wetter water. True. To be more efficient at stopping fires, firefighters recently started adding certain chemicals to the water. The wetting agents reduced the surface tension of the water, making it easier to spread and soak into objects. Leave wasps alone and they'll leave you alone. Myth. While this works for bees, their cousins, the yellow jackets, will disagree. Known as one of the most bad-tempered wasps, they've been said to sting unprovoked, even if you just happen to walk by their nest. If you see wasps, give them a wide berth. The Eiffel Tower was supposed to be torn down after 20 years. True. The Eiffel Tower was designed to show off France's industrial power during the World's Fair. The designers cleverly put transmitters and antennas on top to make the tower too useful to eventually demolish. Head lice prefer dirty hair. Myth. Lice don't really think about hair cleanliness. They simply need human hair to hang on to, whether it's squeaky clean or greasier than a fryer. Lice feed off of our scalps, and the hair is just a place to hang out. Camels' humps store water. Myth. Camels don't store water. They store fat in their tissues, just like me after the holidays. These reservoirs of fat allow camels to survive for days in the desert without stopping for food. They drink large amounts of water at a time and store that in their bloodstream. You need to drink 8 glasses of water a day. Myth. Staying hydrated is critical, especially in hotter weather. But we seem to forget that every drink is mainly water, even tea and coffee. Our bodies are the best indicators for when to drink water. Feel thirsty? Then it's time to have a drink. An elephant never forgets. True. Having the biggest brain of all land animals, elephants should have a great memory, and they do. Being able to remember their entire territory, friends, and spots to find water is crucial to the social structure of elephants. They might even have a better memory than you and I. Now, where did I leave my keys? Another myth is that opossums hang on branches with their tail. The opossum does use its tail to help it climb trees, but its tail can't support its weight. Even a hulked-out calisthenics master opossum could only hang there for a few seconds max. Legend has it that a penguin will fall backward when looking up at an aircraft. Cutest myth ever. Penguins can maintain their balance no matter what, even while looking up at the sky. But low-flying airplanes may cause penguins to flee their nests in panic. There's a myth that owls can turn their heads full circle, but that would cause them significant damage. But still, they can turn their heads comfortably more than halfway around, because of their unique neck bone structure. If you've ever poked a turtle's shell, thinking it won't hurt the guy inside, you'd be wrong. A turtle's shell is a living and feeling part of its body, with a complete nerve ending supply. If the shell gets damaged, it can even endanger the turtle's life. There was a time when people thought that unwashed hair was the ideal habitat for head lice. But head lice don't discriminate. No, they can make themselves a home in all hair types. All they really want is a warm scalp. Most people are familiar with the phrase, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Apples are good for you, sure. They're packed with nutrients like fiber and vitamin C. But does anyone really think that's enough? When it comes to food hygiene, the 5-second rule just doesn't make sense. There should be a where you drop it rule to replace the 5-second one. Generally, if you drop food on your kitchen floor, it's going to pick up fewer bacteria than if you drop it at the checkout counter of a busy supermarket. Of course, that's assuming your kitchen's clean. Uh-oh. Ever wondered whether the story about chewing gum taking 7 years to digest is true? Nah, it isn't. Chewing gum isn't too different from any other food. It takes around the same time to digest, but it's not exactly nutrient-heavy. Legend has it that catching a cold is likelier to happen in cold weather. But studies have shown that weather doesn't really play a part in getting a cold. A virus does. People may experience more cold-like symptoms when the weather is icy cold, but temperature has nothing to do with recovery time or anything like that. Do people only use 10% of their brains? Well, I have some friends who seem to… never mind. No, the answer is no. Scientists who've studied brain scans say they don't show any large dormant areas of the brain. But if the myth is just about humans having a long way to go to reach their full potential, yeah, that sounds about right. One of life's no-nos is to jump into the pool right after eating. But hitting the gym after a big meal can leave you feeling just as uncomfortable as doing a few laps. Also, if you're worried about getting a cramp in the pool, those can happen anytime, not just after a meal. Does shaved hair grow back darker and thicker? Researchers say it doesn't. But shaving does give your hair a blunt tip, which can make it feel thicker. When it comes to color, that new, darker stubble is just an illusion. Some people are convinced that eating turkey leaves them feeling drowsy. It's true that turkey has a chemical that can cause drowsiness, but so does chicken or beef. Turkey's a favorite for those massive family celebrations, so that drowsiness, it's probably due to the huge amount you ate. The myth that people lose most of their body heat through their heads was probably first invented by a hat salesman. Not surprising. Scientists say that people lose only about 10% of their body heat through their heads. You lose heat through your skin, no matter where that skin is. Have you heard the saying that a full moon can affect your mind somehow? And no. But researchers believe that light from a full moon can affect your sleep, which can affect your mood. Did ancient Vikings really wear those awesome horned helmets? There's no real evidence to back up this claim. This myth probably came from books and music, looking to spice up their heroes a bit. If you want to see a Viking with a helmet, go to a Minnesota Vikings game. That's about as close as you're going to get. Some people believe Einstein flunked math in school. Einstein himself debunked this theory by saying he mastered calculus at age 15. But Einstein did fail to enter the school of his choice because he flunked languages on his first try. But math, he passed with flying colors.
This statement holds some truth because silver does have antibacterial properties. However, just putting something silver in the water, whether it's a spoon, chain, or coin, won't cut it because there aren't enough silver ions to get that cleansing effect. All types of tea, green, black, white, and so on, grow on the same bush. They just get their specific tastes and appearances after the leaves are harvested. It's all about the different processes of leaf drying and fermentation. Actually, it's totally possible. You just have to avoid using any digital devices before bedtime because the blue light they emit suppresses the secretion of melatonin, the hormone that makes us sleepy. Give this tip a try and you'll fall asleep much earlier and thus wake up early enough to get that worm. These animals just bend down to the sand to eat it, not bury their head in it. Swallowing it along with small pebbles helps their digestion. Nope, you can, and in fact should wake a sleepwalking person if they're about to do something risky that might hurt them or someone else. In any other case, it's better to gently guide them back to bed. The Great Wall of China is invisible to the naked eye from space. However, some human-made constructions, such as the ancient pyramids at Giza, are. Ever been told you have the memory of a goldfish? Can't remember, huh? Well, scientists now believe that these fish can remember for up to 5 months and are even responsive to training. Sit. Stay. Good fishy.
The sun is a fireball. Kinda. What we see as the sun in the skies is the result of innumerable processes of nuclear fusion. This releases an unimaginable amount of energy every second, but nothing here is actually burning. For fire to burn, it needs oxygen, and it's really scarce in the sun. The sun is yellow. The power in our sun's light is so immense, we just can't put a stamp of one color on it. It's a lot of colors mixed together, which makes it appear as white. We see the sun as yellow or orange, sometimes red only, because the atmosphere of the Earth scatters colors like blue, green, and violet. This is also why we see the sky as blue. Water is extremely rare in the universe. Both of the elements water consists of are among the most abundant stuff in the universe. We think water is scarce only because we rarely found it on our neighboring planets. But science proposes there are lots of huge worlds having up to half of their mass as water. To compare, our planet's mass is only 0.02% water. All comets have tails. In reality, comets are almost invisible before they get close to the star and their tails appear. This tail consists of ice scattering away when the comet gets closer to the heat of the star. If the comet isn't heated, it won't have a tail. The void of space is cold. Space isn't just cold, it's extremely cold. Minus 454 degrees Fahrenheit, nothing a sweater can save you from. But relatively close to the sun, it gets up to 250 degrees. This is also why spacesuits are white. They need to reflect as much light and heat as possible. Orbits are circles with massive space objects in their center. While the sun holds planets in their orbits due to its gravitational pull, planets have their own pull that shifts the center of orbit away from the sun. It looks more like they dance with each other. Plus, orbits have elliptical shapes, not circles. Summer is warmer because we're closer to the sun. Nope, not at all. During summer, the sun is above the horizon for up to 17 hours a day. But during the winter, it's just 6 hours. This happens because the axis of the Earth is tilted at an angle. So at one time of the year, the northern part of the Earth catches more sunlight. And at another time, it's the southern part's turn to get more warmth. Astronauts work out on orbit because they need muscular bodies to work in space. The gravity on orbit doesn't affect your body, and it doesn't work as much. Astronauts work out because they need to be ready to return back to Earth and its gravity without feeling like they're about to get squished. It's difficult to go through asteroid belts. Well, unlike the movies, real asteroid belts are kind of boring and empty. Between two space rocks and a belt lie huge distances of nothing at all. Going through one in a spaceship with decent planning would be a walk in a park. Except you're in space. Sound and fire in space. There's no oxygen in space, so if a spaceship goes boom, any fire will burn out the oxygen inside the ship and then just fade. And in the vacuum of space, there's not enough matter to transfer the sound. The sun would be definitely loud otherwise, since it basically produces innumerable colossal blasts happening every moment. Warp drives, that can distort space-time and get you to a distant corner of an alien galaxy in the blink of an eye, that's a staple of any space opera. Spaceships capable of such a feat are always shown as instantly accelerating from zero to faster than light. According to the law of physics, people on board should, well, at least be pushed into their seats hard. More strictly speaking, no one would be able to survive such an acceleration because it's too many G's on a fragile human body. Until we find a way to reduce the effects of overload, we can't even start thinking of space warps. Water isn't the rarest and most precious resource in the universe. In fact, there's a humongous space cloud several million light years away from us that consists entirely of water. Its reserves would be enough to fill all our oceans 140 trillion times over. And many planets, some even in our solar system, seem to have liquid water on them. The most precious resource in space is life, and that requires a lot more stuff to appear than just liquid water. Astronauts are often shown working out on the ISS and sci-fi space stations, and that much is true, they do need physical activity. But the reason isn't that they need strong bodies to work in space. The gravity out there is much weaker, and astronauts don't use their muscles as much as on Earth. So when they come back to the surface, gravity hits them as a sledgehammer, and their bodies feel squishy. To alleviate those effects, they train every day. Although they say we can see millions of stars on a clear starry night, that number is much more modest, about 3,000. All the rest are other objects that are also luminous and mistaken for stars, planets, distant galaxies, and even artificial satellites. They're simply being illuminated by real stars, just like the moon, and become seen. But because they're that far away, we can't tell if they're stars or not. Still, you gotta admit, it's all still pretty cool. Despite what many sci-fi directors want us to believe, there's no dark side to the moon. Our satellite is tidally locked with Earth, meaning it's always turned to us with one side, while the other always looks away. The sun is much farther from us than the moon, and we're both turning round and round, warming and lighting this side and that in turn. It means that once in every short while, the moon is lit by the sun from either side. It's just that we can't see it from where we are.